I wasn't feeling so philosophical, though, when I journeyed back from Munich to London and arrived home at last, soaked and shivering with weariness in our damned March weather. I seem to have come home to that front door so many times, covered with glory once or twice, and other times limping along with my boots letting in. This was one of the unhappier homecomings, and it wasn't improved by the fact that when I was let into the hall, my dear father-in-law, old Morrison, was just coming downstairs. That was almost the last straw. My bloody Scotch relatives were still on the premises when I'd hoped that they might have gone back to their gloomy sewer in Renfrew. The only bright spot I'd been able to see was that I would be able to celebrate my return in bed with Elspeth, and here was this curmudgeon welcoming me in true Celtic style. "Huh?" says he. "It's you. You're home." And he muttered something about another mouse to feed. I gripped my temper as I gave my coat to Oswald, bade him good afternoon, and asked if Elspeth was at home. "Oh, hi," says he, looking me over sourly. "She'll be glad to see ye, no doubt. You're thinner," he added with some satisfaction. "I take it Germany didn't agree with you, if that's where you've been." "Yes, it's where I've been," says I. "Where's Elspeth?" "Oh, in the drawing-room, taking tea with her friends, I suppose. We have all the fashionable habits in this house, including your ain father's intemperance." "He's well again?" I asked, and Oswald informed me that he was upstairs, lying down. "His accustomed position," says old Morrison. "Well, you'd better go up, sir, and be reunited with the wife you'll have been yearning for. If you make haste, you'll be in time for tea from her fine new silver service. Aye, all the luxuries of the salt market." And to the sound of his whining, I ran upstairs and into the drawing-room, feeling that tightness in my chest that I always felt when I was coming back again to Elspeth. She gave a little cry at the sight of me and rose, smiling, from behind the tray from which she'd been dispensing tea to the females who were sitting about, all bonnets and gentility. She looked radiantly stupid as ever, with her blonde hair done a different way, in ringlets that framed her cheeks. "Oh, Harry!" She came forward and stopped. "Why, Harry, whatever have you done to your head?" I should have expected that, of course, and kept my hat on or worn a wig, or anything to prevent the repetition of that damn fool question. Oh, well, I was home again, and in one piece, and Elspeth was holding out her hands and smiling and asking, "What did you bring me from Germany, Harry?" The end of the second packet of the Flashman Papers. This concludes the reading of Royal Flash by George MacDonald Fraser. This book was read by David Case.